Now for our second feature. A while ago, antiques expert Mike Hicks of Stalham Gallery looked at the collectible world of petrol pumps, of all things. His article is read by John Hoyle.
I'm sure collecting is probably nostalgia. There are things you remember from years ago, and you wish you had one now, because the one you'd given away by your mum or it got broken, so you're looking for something to take its place. The most popular ones like that are teddy bears, and teddy bears never cease to be out of demand. They're always wanted for one reason or another. I can remember I had a teddy bear once when I was very young, and I'd grown out of it by the teenage years, but mine was given away to a sibling and I never got it back. But I haven't sought to replace it, I must admit. But I'm sure this does happen. But there seems to be no depths to what people would go to recapture that nostalgia. Today, there must be more than 50 million people on the road in the UK in some form of vehicle or another. So, over the years, you've been to the garage to fill up with fuel hundreds of times. Have you ever got nostalgic about a petrol pump? Well, a lot of people have. And believe me, automobilia, as it's called, and petrolania has also attracted vast numbers of enthusiasts. It's not even the people who collect vintage cars. It's the people who just remember the petrol pumps. The ones with those wonderful glass globes on the top, pronouncing Shell-Mex or Esso. Many of the brands were immortalised with the various advertising campaigns they had. None greater than Esso's Put a Tiger in Your Tank. I'm sure most people of a certain age will remember that. It appears that collectors are looking, as always, for the obscure. I'd never heard of Hancock Petrol, nor Marathon Petrol, or National Petrol. So many different ones which were put on the forecourts of garages, and it is these small independent firms who either got swallowed up by the big boys or faded into the distance if they couldn't keep up. These are petrol pumps that date back to the early 19th century, say around about 1910, with strange skeletonized machines which were probably hand-pumped to get your fuel. Later on, they became much more sophisticated. We had BP Super, we had Caltex, we had Shell. All these different people were advertising their wares as well as delivering the fuel. Recently, quite a lot got sold from a collection, and I was amazed to see the prices of these machines that can no longer be used, but just put in somebody's garden or garage, as a reminder of how things were. Of those items that got sold recently, a very strange one there, known as Wayne Model Number 276, with a hand-cranked pump and was produced between 1915 to 1957, this made £2,000, and it looked pretty scruffy for that sort of money. A BP petrol pump, advertising 4-star BP Super, made £1,750. And, of course, along with all of this, goes the advertising signs, which are always a favourite. So, if you fancied being reminded of the petrol pump that you used many, many, many years ago, they are on the market, and you can buy them. I don't think it'll look very good in the front room, but nevertheless, people do get very excited when they come up for sale.